Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Good.
Yeah, my headphones were plugged in.
Oh, okay. Oh man. Well, I hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's cool. Did you get anything cool?
I got a Stream Deck.
Yes, I saw that. That is very, very awesome. It's tedious, but it is incredibly helpful and beneficial, especially if you take the time to really, you know, set up the pages and everything real well. I could not do as much of the show that we as many shows as we do if it weren't for that and OBS. OBS was a life-changing discovery for the genreverse and for me. So I'm very very happy for things like that. Not that macros, you know, keys and stuff like that are new, but the technology in the Stream Deck is so well done. Mm-hmm. And there's open source support for, or I don't know if it's open source, but I know you can get free support and additional functions downloaded for it, but it's now affordable, relatively affordable, and back in the day it really wasn't, so I'm thankful for it. Let's start it. Hello everybody, welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and podcast network. There it is. Wherever you get your podcast from, like Apple, Amazon, Google, Stitcher. I just went alphabetical and I don't think I did that on purpose. No, I think I said Apple first. Anyways, I'm Kyle. That's Manny. And yeah, I got a couple of cool things. Lucas picked out this for me. Mm-hmm. It's a Transformer in the shape of a DeLorean time machine. Mm. So named Gigawatt. So that combines two things that I really love. I mean, I love Back to the Future so much. I willed my son to be born a week and a day late so he would be born on the same date time travel was invented by Doc Brown, November 5th. So that's a lie. We did not mean for him to be a week late, nor the one day. I got a Pachita from Chainsaw Man, little plushie. Love it. If you haven't seen Chainsaw Man, you're missing out. It is more than the gore and violence it promised. So much more. Check it out. And then the last thing I got from my in-laws. So thanks, Mom and Dad.
Oh, dang.
I got the Tall Neck Lego set from the Horizon Games. This beast is 1,200 pieces. Holy crap. It'll stand like 13 inches tall when it's done. And my son actually put together a few Lego sets for family, and he's got one to put together for Christine. He's like, I'll build that one for you. And I was like, I want to do some of that one myself. But then I looked at the pieces. I was like, but absolutely, you can do some with me. What's that?
That damn kid do the Legos. How old are you?
No, if like Christine had bought that for him to do it for me, yes. And I said he can help me with it. And then I was going to make a joke about having seen how many pieces it was and being like, oh God, yes, son, you can definitely help me. But I do want to do some of it. So he let me help him with his Millennium Falcon. And I really wanted to do more of that. But he was just like working on it whenever I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
that might have been on purpose, but no, he got a lot of really cool stuff. Christine got some cool things. She's got a Lego bonsai tree that he'll be putting together for her. So
I know.
It's kind of sad the whole season's done, though.
I'm kind of glad it's over, so.
Well, you know, we can get into our box office numbers, because that's something we do here on the Daily Cog, is talk box office on Mondays.
Yep, that's true.
And a little, I think, relative disappointing for, not us, for the studio and for James Cameron, and of course that isn't up yet, in that the drop was good. It's much better than most drops these days. A 58%.
It's about the, it's drop. Relatively close to what it usually is. So.
Dude, Spider-Man No Way Home was 68%. Like Doc Strange was like 67%. Like that's the new norm. It's like 65% plus.
Oh, for some reason I thought it was my mind was going that it was like just 60s period. But yeah, 58%. No. Was...
Yeah, no, 58% is easily 8 to 10 points better than most of even Marvel's films the last two years now. So it did well. Top Gun had a much more successful, with something like 29%, if I'm not mistaken. And the thing is last week, you know, you and I made a couple of predictions for what the total domestic take would end up being. Top Gun had 29%. So you had said I had said 400, and you had said 360. So it's now sitting at 253, had a 58% drop. I said it needed to be in the 50s to reach that 500 million mark. I'm now thinking that it has a shot. How are you feeling about what it'll end up doing in the end?
I think it does have a better shot to do a little bit better. We actually were trying to go watch it yesterday. But okay. Our screens are so full that we just decided against it. So which was nice. I was happy to see that the theaters were full. Yes. And so, but yeah, no, I think it'll do a little bit better.
Excuse me.
Still not the success that Cameron, for whatever reason, believed it was going to be.
That 600-800 million. Dollar film some people thought it would be. Yeah, it doesn't look like it'll be that.
The thing is, I just don't think it has legs for people to go watch it all over again. And you still have a group of audiences that it feels like it alienates. So good. It's doing well. Yeah. In other words, it's a good movie. But the thing is, I think the lesson here is you're not going to be it's just right now in this theater climate, you can't make a movie that expensive. You need to find other creative ways to be able to make a movie, really.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to. It's just
especially if you're not going to have people willing to support it in the after theater market via purchase, like actual physical or even digital, but you know, full purchase, not just your streaming subscription. And I mean, it was even Matt Damon that talked about, you know, smaller movies used to get that chance at making money. Mm-hmm. As well as the artists that, you know, made the film, both in front of and behind the camera, they used to get that extra shot at revenue via rentals and home video sales. And most of that's gone, especially for these big blockbusters from studios with their streaming services. I mean, look how quickly Black Adam went to streaming, you know. Mm-hmm. I think Warner Brothers and Warner Brothers Discovery, there it is. I do think that you might start seeing some more gaps between leaving theaters and going to streaming. I think you might see some gap between streaming and home video sales as well, giving a chance of, you know, putting the Blu-ray or DVD out before you let it go to streaming like it used to be. 'Cause that's the way to make to make money, guys. I'm sorry, but that's just what it takes to make money is to you know, sell people things, and subscriptions are not enough. And again, if you went and gutted the whole C-suite of Disney, you still wouldn't pay for Marvel's budget in a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking one facet of them being funded by cutting pay at the top. It doesn't math, people. So it sucks, but if you want content, you gotta pay for it in more than pennies on a subscription.
It's funny too, because like, I should have had this up, but I think Puss in Boots did like
11.3.
Yeah, but nobody's worried about it because it's the only kids movie that's gonna be out for a while.
Yeah,
so they're like, yeah, it'll be fine. which is funny. The one that was a bit of surprise, I thought, was
Babylon,
but I didn't realize that Bad Boy was also just like heavy over 3 hours, and the reviews have not been great.
Oh yeah, the reviews have been awful on it.
So yeah, that doesn't, like, it's just so, like, if you think about the kind of movies that have hit, they're like not necessarily the most expensive or the most insane, but like and then also it just didn't help that it didn't have that many. No, it's just too long, and it just, but that, it's, that's got
a
kind
56
of
t- from, yeah, from critics, and a 50 from audiences.
Yeah, just, but my point being is that you know, you're not gonna be able to make movies for that cost anymore.
Yeah,
I don't think
you're,
it's
right,
just, and I think that's what it shows really overall. But yeah, it's, Avatar's doing fine. It's doing fine. It's not, I say it that way because it's not doing the numbers I think that they want, and I don't think investors will be very happy.
No.
But it's already,
they were hoping to be sitting probably north of 400 million domestically by now. And I mean, heck, if original stuff had held out and they had made, you know, 180 to 200 million on opening weekend and still only had a 55 to 58% drop, then yeah, man, you'd be getting close. You'd be well over 300 on your way.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
I know it hasn't done as hot overseas as they had hoped either. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, a basketball anime in Japan beat it in its first weekend, which is insane. But
and China has been real lukewarm on it, sitting at an estimated 93 million only.
China's got all kinds of issues over there, though.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of stuff going on. But it goes to show how, you remember there was that time over the last few years prior to the pandemic hitting, that the play to China, man, was huge. Like, every movie was, you know, let's get a Chinese actor. Can we get a Chinese location? Can we get a Chinese company involved in some way? Because the market was just that huge. And I kept telling people, you know, if you, here in the West, if you make the North American box office unimportant by not attending movies in theaters, then they're going to continue to make movies for others. And that's not, you know, I probably watch more foreign media than most people I know, not just anime. That's not saying that, you know, there is no cinema but ours or anything like that. That's saying for as Americans, if you want American content that appeals to American mentality, say the West in general, you got to support it. Otherwise, they'll cater to other groups. And right now, you can get plenty of content from China if you want. Do you really need Marvel to be more influenced by them than, you know, the other side? It's a weird thing there. But now they're having issues. Now studios can't necessarily rely on the Chinese market. I don't know what it, like you said, man, it's going to have to result in budget cuts, like deep budget cuts on projects. You might be looking at, could you imagine a Avengers film that costs less than $200 million to make? You know, it's even hard to imagine that.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's why you've had Warner Brothers restructuring for the last few since the takeover. And as wildly as unpopular as it's been, it's something that's very necessary. And you already seen kind of like Disney looming into kind of thinking of doing things like that as well. And so forth. It's just hell, they had to have a regime to Iger come back because, yeah, things are quote unquote so bad. But you got Disney Plus, right? That's where you're putting everything. That's where you're releasing everything. That's you're gonna make money there, right? Like now. So it's interesting to watch because we've talked about it. Hell, they even did a South Park episode about it, really, when about how film companies cater to to China.
As well. Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's one of the best episodes. I think Jammer had done a article on it when it came out, because it was so true and it was so blatantly obvious. So now, like, all these movies, that's like, why aren't they popular here? It's like they were never popular here. The thing is that you had Eastern markets that really actually carried it. Hell,
yes.
Which is why
Venom, mother fracking Venom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why they keep making Transformer movies too. And that's why Tom Cruise continues to pump out movies, because he's super popular in the East. And so is The Rock. Which Black Adam, I wonder how it would have done in 2019, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it would have done a lot better, but just wasn't ready. And then it turns out that The Rock maybe didn't even want to be part of DC in general. He just wanted to be The Rock playing a cool character.
It seems like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. Every time we think that something's going to go back to quote unquote normal, we see that this is actually the new normal. And we've been saying that for a while. And yep. I think, unfortunately, we are right.
Yeah. Yep. Which means you have to cut the budgets, which I don't think people understand the serious repercussions that can have all the way down to your neighborhood. If you have a series or project that's been filming or planned to be filmed that was going to have, you know, X amount of budget with 500 cast and crew, and now it's got 20% less budget and 30% less cast and crew. That's 30% less of those people spending money in your locale. It gets a whole lot of stuff is connected besides the talent in front of the camera and in the director's chair.
No, you're 100% right, because like even now Amazon has its own volume studios where they're filming their movies. It's no longer just Disney. So all these location shoots that used to need caterers and all this other stuff and in different places. And
businesses being hired to serve the production, help build the production, local jobs.
Yeah, it's going away. Hell, the Santa Claus was filmed a lot on the volume. I do know that, because they were very excited to talk about how they got to use it. Mm-hmm. And Amazon had a video out a couple weeks ago just showcasing how their stages are also gonna are influencing the way that they make movies, and how they can film one movie for one location one day and just switch it all over and do it do a whole different thing the next day, or even that afternoon if they're quick enough, depending on what it was. Which is obviously game changing, but at the same time, you're saving a ton of money because you're not moving, and you're moving at a faster pace, and so it's a new way of doing things, and they're gonna try it's happening in every industry. McDonald's just opened fully automated restaurant in Texas.
Taco Bell has one of those with like the double decker drive through looking thing, and craziness.
You know, it's they're gonna figure out ways to cut costs.
Do you know the one thing that won't get cut though?
What is it?
That executive pay.
Oh yeah, that executive pay. Yeah, that's definitely never gonna get cut.
And like I hate to do it, but like I even said, guys, if you went through and you gutted, I mean you cut 50+%, 75% of anyone with chief executive or president in their name, and you wouldn't pay for a fraction of Disney. Not a fraction of their film budgets and TV budgets. Sony, Warner Brothers, same thing. Sure, you might be able to squeeze some extra funds out, but it's not going to pay for those projects. And then you're expecting every actor and director to work for minimum wage, you know, Hollywood minimum wage. That's never gonna happen. Mm-hmm. They'll reduce quality, they'll reduce quantity, and they'll raise your prices. Or don't pirate things. Don't, I hate to say it, but don't share the passwords. Support the thing in theaters and buy a t-shirt or home video copy. That way, the old way of things, which will never go back, could come back, but not enough of us will do all that. And it's gonna suck. The last 200 some odd episodes, Manny and I have been doing this, talk about this all the time.
Yep. We're not wrong. Netflix is gonna stop password sharing next year anyway.
Yeah. They've been, you know, one of the things they offered months ago, and I don't think it got rolled out everywhere, but was like the family plan, where you could, instead of having two, you know, $20 subscriptions for your kid in college, you could have one, you know, $25 subscription or whatever it was, and you get to share the account over distance. What I find funny is the people that are literally saying, well, if I can't have it for free, then I don't want it. And then it's the same thing comes out of when they're like, well, if the content was better, I wouldn't mind paying for it. Well, then why even bother? Why are you watching content that you don't want, you don't like? I get it, guys. I get it. We understand money is tight. Like we get that, but we've been saying this even before the pandemic hit, during the pandemic, and we'll continue to keep saying it afterwards. If you want something, you got to pay for it. And subscription services are a type of pyramid scheme in a way, and they do not make enough money for you to get the content that you are used to in the same quality and quantity going into the future. It doesn't math. It doesn't. It sucks. I get it. It was a great idea. Back catalogs are great, but not new stuff. Not like this.
Yeah. The other thing is just good to your other point, and I kind of like that you said that, was I think there's an entitlement that you should get it for free, and I'm not exactly sure where that comes from.
I don't know.
But
because there's no regular transaction, you don't give them the money for the 3-day rental, and so it's not even in their mind. They're just used to not having, you know, if they got paid $1,000 a week, they know once a week they're only going to get $980 because $20 bucks went to Netflix. It's like already in there. They don't notice it. So yeah, the thought of having to pay that yourself instead of just password sharing, whatever.
Yeah, it's 2023 is going to be very telling to see what happens to a lot of things, period. So because honestly, I'm very curious as to what Marvel's going to actually look like if projects are going to start, you know, picking up scenes specifically with Ant-Man and the Wasp, the Quantumania. That's going to be a very, very important film. And then also we're going to have all the plans for DC, what's going on there. And then a bunch of movies in general that are going to be coming out. I think that should have a wide appeal. And we'll see how they do, you know, it's just fun to be able to come here once a week and talk about it. And then to this point now, be able to correctly predict things a lot of times. So
this is where I always make a joke. I'm always joking about how right I am all the time. And of course, this is real Kyle talking, not character, if you will. Of course, I get things wrong, and I'm happy sometimes to get things wrong, because the unfortunate thing is where I do have a really good hit rate at is being right about bad things. And I hate that. I really hate that. So I'm happy when I am wrong, because generally it's something did better than I expected. And I'm not just talking movies. I'm just in general, life in general, prediction in general. We don't want this to be the way things are. We like movies. We like movie theaters. We liked getting regular high quality content at a regular release schedule for games, for TV, for movies. Those days are gone, and we don't. The hardest part for us is to understand, like, we taking out hard times with money, okay? And that still doesn't excuse breaking rules, terms of service, yada. We're not supporting, and we're not condemning. We're just saying everything in context. But if you are really upset at the idea of paying for things you consume, you're wrong. Simple as that. You are wrong. You have no leg to stand on. If you don't enjoy the content enough to pay for it, don't watch it. Simple as that. And if you feel like you're entitled to it, because that's the only other thing that it could be, you're just wrong, and you're really harming an industry. And why are you simping? I can already hear you simping for a billionaire. No, I am once again simping for me. I want to be entertained. I want to see a good movie. I want a good adaptation of my favorite comic book or my favorite video game to finally come out. I want entertainment. In order for me to be entertained, I need someone out there to do it, because I'm not that freaking talented. So I'm willing to pay other people to entertain me. And if there's enough of us willing to pay for the entertainment, guess what? We get entertained. But when you guys out there don't pay for it, they can't make as much. They can't make it at the same quality. They can't make it at the same quantity. And that affects me. So no, I really don't care who is getting the money in the end, because as far as I'm concerned, it's going to go to whoever is giving me the best entertainment. So yeah, this is not me, oh, woe is the pocketbook of Amy Pascal or Kevin Feige or Bob Iger. It is, woe is me, the bored dude at home.
Yeah.
What a Monday.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really speak to that, because I don't know. I just, you have an interesting perspective on it. But I get
how's
it.
That?
No, it almost does seem in a way that you're like, give them all your money.
yes, but it's not, because because everyone goes like,
I said it sounds like it, but I get what you're saying. Okay. What you're saying is don't pirate things.
I'm not even. Do what your pay grade can handle, understand that there is a bigger picture, a bigger implication, a bigger effect of one person's consumption habits on the rest of us. When enough people consume in a way that doesn't give money, then it's math. Like I don't know how else to word it. I can't Barney style it anymore.
Well, the thing about it is that if we look at the box office, people like Tom Cruise, Minions, and Marvel films. So going forward, Batman. Going forward, that's all we're gonna make. And so, what are you gonna do?
Watch anime.
No, I can't do that. I think the other thing is, it's like, yeah, people aren't spending their money also, but that just could just be indicative that they're not making things that are as attractive as it used to be, because you can see that when there's something there that, hey, maybe Jurassic World wasn't a great movie, and it wasn't, but everybody went out to go see the dinosaurs.
Yeah,
better make more dinosaur movies. And Top Gun took forever to come out, but that movie had so much practical stuff. I mean, it was made with so much love and care. Not saying that any other movies aren't, but they did not take any lazy way out with CGI yeah. and things like that. And you can see what happened there. Also, just sometimes make things that are just like dumb and fun. Minions is a proof of that. That you have a proven concept that just works. People are going to go out and see it, adults and kids, because it's just fun. It's fun. And even Avatar, which has brought people to the theater, has shown that that things like that still work despite a long runtime. But the one thing I will say is that none of the top 10 movies of the year were original films. Everything is a franchise. Everything.
Yeah, you and I have been talking about that as well.
So ready to continue to see reboots and remakes and sequels and prequels.
Yeah.
Of everything.
Literally domestic top 10 right now. Top Gun Maverick, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Doc Strange 2, Jurassic World 3, Minions, Rise of Gru, The Batman, Thor 4, currently Avatar 2, Spidey 3, and Sonic 2.
Yep.
Literally everything. And the only one that is technically not a sequel of sorts is The Batman. So not only are they all franchises, but they are all the second or more film into their individual franchises, except for The Batman,
I guess technically, but it's still Batman. Which is, yeah,
and then Black Adam's number 11.
Yeah, Black Adam's 11, then you go to Elvis, which was the next film. Yeah. That you can say, that's, I guess, the first non-franchise
film.
Yeah. Because, wow. So, like,
and it only did 151.
So we're only gonna, so like, that's the kind of stuff we're gonna continue to get. It's gonna get worse. We're not gonna get. Well, you see how like original movies are doing. They're not doing very well.
Not good at all. People are willing to wait. There's no reason to see it on the big screen, but then they're not buying it on video or paying rental prices at least for it.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It's kind of sad, man, because I think so. You're always gonna have the artsy kind of directors and writers that want to do their thing, but they are gonna hurt the most because they're not gonna be given the same shot,
yeah,
the same money, which a lot of times they don't need it, to be honest, but. there might be missing that kind of sheen that maybe a couple of extra million could have used, that instead got sent over for an extra CGI scene for Spider-Man or whatever. Yeah. But that's the reality of the theaters right now.
You know what's going to happen in about 30 years, if the world is still around? In about 30 years, there's going to be enough of a niche group of people that they grew up watching the highlight of the late 90s and early 2000s films, watching, you know, things like Memento, and comparing that for them would be like the people that in our generation of writers and directors and stuff that discovered, you know, The Godfather, discovered, you know, 70s film and how transformative 70s film could really be. And they went on to make, you know, great artsy films like a Chris Nolan or something like that. In about 30 years or so, there'll be a resurgence in smaller film as the franchises have run their course and recycled into, you know, what would it be? So-and-so goes to space, you know, like Leprechaun in Space for horror. When things get that ridiculous again, when everything's a Schumacher Batman film, there'll be a resurgence.
So we didn't already do Jason in Space?
We did. Exactly. I'm saying that, like, it'll be that level of something, but you can't be like, oh, it'll be Thor goes to space. Wait.
Thor
is in space. So, but it'll be that type of it. And that's when I came up with the Schumacher Batman line. Yeah, it's, I love franchises. Look, my room is covered in it. You know, you guys can see Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy, Ghostbusters, Power Rangers, Transformers stuff there on from Christmas. I love this stuff. I'm not saying this stuff is all bad. I'll say Marvel Phase 4 was 90% bad, but okay, maybe 90s rough. 80.
Yeah, I was like, kind of 90s kind of rough, man.
87%. Anyways, I want it to be better. I want everything to do well, and yeah, I just want to be entertained.
I want people to like stuff too, but sometimes they just make it hard on themselves. Yeah, so you're part of the problem then, I guess.
I'm always part of the problem.
But
at least I have offered solutions.
Yeah, you have.
I'm only human.
It's like, listen, I'm putting gasoline on the fire, but you need to put it out. Here's how to put it out. I'm gonna stand here with this canister though and continue to put gas on it. May even throw some on you.
Build character.
Seriously.
Oh man. Because of the holidays, there really wasn't a whole bunch of news. Even James Gunnville has
took a day off. Yeah,
relatively took quiet. A day off. So, I guess we could wrap it up there unless you had anything else on your mind, Manny.
I guess the last thing I'll say is stop blaming airline staff for weather and corporate problems. Had nothing to do with the fact that you didn't watch the news for a week.
What happened was that some army unit was going to be out training and requested the Air Force's weather machine to make it miserable on them, because that's exactly what happens. There'll be no bad weather anywhere around the training schedule, and then it's like, oh yeah, field problems coming up, and storms just spontaneously form, and it got out of hand. The weather machine from the Air Force got out of hand. That's what happened.
It's nuts that people are like so upset at, like, it's like these are corporate problems for understaffing, and these are also the fact that I'd say 90% of the country is literally frozen. But you decided to try to catch a flight on the 24th or try to come home on the 25th when you knew damn well you got to work on the 26th. That is not the poor guy's problem at the kiosk. That guy that guy knew he was gonna have to deal with your Karen BS, and he still showed up. So please be nice through the rest of the holidays. I did kind of a weather segment on Friday for one of my shows, and the best part of it was our weather person did a map. Did local where it was like 40 degrees in Fresno, and it's like, yeah, it's cold, but let me show you something else, and then pulled up a US map, and then it was like, oh, we're fine, 40 degrees is okay. 40 degrees is okay, the rest of the country is literally some sort of like frozen God of War Wasteland, Valhalla.
we got down to like 14 degrees, which is insane for where I live, but yeah.
Time to take out the tauntauns. Cool.
Yes. All right,
I got mine.
Yes, you do. I'm jealous. check out, literally, I am. It looks huge. Check out LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, written reviews, celebrity interviews from the LRM Online YouTube channel, including Spanish language exclusive interviews. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Lots of great content. Daily Cog, Breaking Geek Radio, doing long form, once a week version of this kind of sort of, as far as like topics covered. Anime Versal reviews and AVR Squared for anime, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem for Marvel, Cantina for Star Wars. All of those available if they're not reaction videos on your favorite podcast app here on the Genreverse Podcast Network. And all numbers provided by the Slack. No, I'm joking. That is where we get our numbers from, but that was just on my browser. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.